senior Alicia Armstrong and her classmates compared microplastics in two of Ringo's harbors. They collected water samples from Reliance Float and Heritage Harbor to check the microplastic count. All five students compared the numbers to results from the year before. The students hypothesized that microfibers and microplastic would be consistent with the 2023 data that last year's students tested. Armstrong says, after all, boat usage and the population remain the same over the year.
They did this project last year, and our main topic was to see if the microplastic count has risen since last year, and our data showed that it actually did.
In fact, it increased by a lot. Armstrong says that the amount of microplastics increased by about 50% at Heritage Harbor and nearly 200% at Reliance Float. The Wrangell experiment was part of a program known as RAISR, or Rural Alaska Students in One Health Research. They presented their scientific research poster at the American Indian Scientific and Engineering Society's regional fair online. 21 different presentations were given that day. Wrangell's students were awarded the Environmental Science and Sustainability Award, representing Ha'ani, protecting and honoring our land. The project also landed the students in third place in the regional competition. Stella Churchill, who is a junior, says they considered several topics to research.
Looked at doing shellfish toxins and crab larvae and looking at green crabs.
But they chose to test microplastics in the water because they had recent data and it was the most interesting to the group. Junior Aubrey Wynn says that microplastics affect one of the main industries in Southeast Alaska.
Having large amounts of microplastics in our ocean would affect our fishing industry, and we rely heavily on that. And it's kind of what makes Wrangell Wrangell. And same thing all throughout Southeast.
Science teacher Heather Howe says she found out about the group receiving the two awards through a Zoom call at the beginning of one of her classes. She's been facilitating the local RAISR program since 2020 and was shocked by the news.
I literally got up from my desk and like ran down the hallway, ran into Boom Chain's room. He was in the math room. I'm like, Boom Chain, you guys won! And then I sprinted to the office and told Aubrey and Della the same thing because they happened to be in there.
The recognition allows them to present their research on the national level at the American Indian Science and Engineering Society National Conference. It takes place in October in San Antonio, Texas.
I may be more excited than they were, but I was thrilled.
The Wrangell students aren't sure if they'll present their research at the conference, though. Armstrong will be graduating this year, and the other students are committed to sports during the fall. Presenting remotely isn't an option, so they'll have to work out the details. The RAISR program is available to high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors in most Southeast Alaska communities. It's developed by the University of Alaska Fairbanks and is based out of Sitka. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.